I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Eric?
Eric, where are you from?
I'm from Amherst.
What do you think about this Metro Rail expansion project?
I think it's a pretty cool idea. You know, we can, like, do things, do a lot more things that I can't bike to.
Like what?
Oh, like, I can get to the store. I can get to even bigger stores, and I might even be able to get to a mall.
Eric, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Okay, so when you're 16, you know, you have the chance to be able to drive wherever you want, right? So,
yeah.
But if this project doesn't come until like 2025 or so, do you think it's going to make really much of a difference for you? Not attacking you, I'm just asking.
Oh, I mean, like, maybe not as big of a difference if it would have came now, but like, it did totally make a difference, you know?
Okay. I'm Cynthia.
Cynthia, and you're from Amherst as well?
Yeah.
What do you think about this Metro Rail expansion project?
I think it's an excellent idea.
How come?
Well, I like the idea of reducing traffic. I think that makes a lot of sense. And just allow people to get around that might not otherwise be able to drive around. And if it's snowy and you still want to go somewhere and you don't want to drive in the snow, it'd be a good idea.
Less stress that way.
Yeah, and also it could be the starting off point for more rail. So it could be like this, and then it could branch out into different areas once people see how successful it is.
Do you use any of the Metro Rail right now? I know you said you're from Amherst.
Well, I can't access anything from Amherst, but I have on occasion used the one in Buffalo.
Okay. What's your primary usage for? Just because?
Oh, in Buffalo?
Yes.
If there's an event, and like the Allentown Art Festival, something like that, I think I've used it down the center of Buffalo, like down to the arena as well. Those
a situation where you park somewhere on a side street where it's easy to find parking, then take the train to avoid the headache there.
Yeah.
Sydney Zuckerman, SYDNEYZUCKERMAN.
Sydney, where are you from?
I'm from Olean, New York.
Okay, so what's the interest in the NFTA Metro Rail expansion to you?
So I moved to Buffalo in August, and I'm in grad school right now, studying urban planning. So one, just interest based off of my academic interest, and then two, I plan to stay in Buffalo, so just as like a future, current and future resident.
Sure. So this is a thing where it's like, okay, I don't want to have to worry about driving in the city. I would just be able to take the train everywhere. Is that?
Yes.
Do you
exactly.
live in the city now?
I live in Amherst. I'm moving to the city. I'm moving to Off Hurdle in January.
Okay. So how close will you be to the rail at that point?
At that point, I'll be a lot closer than I am now. But like, especially as a student, just having the availability of the rail from South Campus to North Campus, and we have buses, and that's great, too. But
I mean, this is several years away.
Still, right, of course, right?
So, you know, if you can picture yourself 5 years, say you're done with grad school and everything, do you still anticipate having to go all the way north and then all the way to the south portion of it? How do you anticipate yourself using it years from now?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I guess I don't really know, because I don't know where I'll be living in Buffalo or what I'll be doing. But honestly, like, especially just coming from, like, the urban planning standpoint, it's more not just for my own individual use, but for, like, the way our city is moving and our region's moving and how this could benefit, like, people that are in a situation like me right now.
What do you think about the general expansion?
I think it's really interesting. I think it's awesome that it goes to the North Campus. I was just looking at, like, the alternative routes. I haven't really even seen any of this, so it's kind of all new to me. But, I mean, I drive on Niagara Falls Boulevard however many times a week, every single day, and I've lived there since August, and I've seen 4 people get hit by a car.
You've seen it?
I've seen people on the road with police and ambulances around, on the ground with a car nearby in an accident. So, like the safety of Niagara Falls Boulevard, and I would really support any reduction of the traffic on that road.
Okay. Can I get your name, sir?
Sure. Chris Hoppy Spink.
Okay. Chris, can you spell that?
CHRIS, last name HOPPE-SPINK.
Chris, what do you think about this NFTA Metrorail expansion?
I'm not in favor of the new adjustment. I know it saves $200 million, but my issue with it is the fact they're going to bring it above ground on Niagara Falls Boulevard in a pure residential area. And if you look at the existing metro, when it comes above ground on Main Street, the horns, the bells that they have to do for safety reasons, it's in a commercial area. You're going to put this right in the heart of a residential area. So anyone that lives near that is going to hear those bells and whistles all the time.
It'd be really annoying that way.
Very annoying. It's going to drive property values way down.
Do you think, just to play devil's advocate here, on Niagara Falls Boulevard, you know, we hear the stories about people getting hit by cars all the time on there. Do you think it helps at least with that?
No, because the areas where they're getting hit on cars are way up beyond the 290. And this is going to turn at Maple Boulevard. So it's not even close to that because the areas where the accidents have been happening mostly are above the 290.
Okay.
North of 290, sorry, not above.
So is there any redeeming qualities to this project, do you think?
I think I understand why they want to try to encourage economic development in the Maple-Sheridan corridor. I think it's being driven by the University of Buffalo because they want to get a connector to the North Campus, but they want to divert it over here to get some economic development. But personally, like I said, at what cost to bring it above ground? Personally, if they're going to spend $1 million, spend the extra $200 million, put it underground.
$1 billion
versus the extra $200 million.
Put it underground.
Are you one of the residents that would be affected by
it? Oh, grossly. I live one block off the boulevard. So,
what do you do from here on out then? Because if this is a plan that's going to go forward and you know it's going to affect you, how do you do it more than just voice your concerns? Is there a way that you can get them
to try to organize people in the neighborhood, try to raise voices, the more voices you can. Ultimately, if it goes through, got to make a decision, am I going to stay and live there before my property value plummets?
Have you already thought about moving out?
No, it's too early. It was in the newspaper just barely a week and a half ago. So,
Joan Hoppe Spink, JoanHoppe-SPINK, and yes, I'm a resident, as he said, both a block off of the boulevard on Allenhurst Road, and I believe that all of that community, which is a completely residential community now, I think would all be negatively impacted. Not only that, the construction process, where they're uncovering and then covering over, digging and then covering over, it sounds just very, would have a very negative impact on just life during that time. In addition, our church that we pastor is on Kenmore Avenue, and how we're even going to get people to that during this process, it's on Kenmore Avenue, crossing Capon Boulevard. And so I don't see the value or gain of turning the sharp turn to even head north, and it does seem to be commercially driven and not considering the people. What do we do going forward? What I've understood is it was originally going to go out Millersport and the people complained. Then it was going up Bailey and the people complained. So it suggests to me that we need to make our voice heard.
You know, here's something that's been brought up by some legislators before, is that why do an expansion when the current status of it isn't really kept that well? Is this a case where they should just focus on fix what you already have?
Absolutely. Encourage ridership. Get it to some areas. I would rather see an expansion out to the west side, to Cheektowaga, out to the airport, some areas where there are already people who don't have transportation, rather than just letting it be driven by the North Campus. And they have some buses. The other option is expand the current bus ridership. And if people don't want to ride, I don't think that expanding this is going to help them ride.
Do you think this is specifically designed primarily for students at UB? If it's going to UB North, it's got to stop at UB South, take them into downtown. Seems like, at least just on the surface, when you look at it, it's mostly just for the college kids.
I believe it's for the college students as well as the Boulevard Mall area that has really, really dropped in business in recent years. And so they're trying to build the economic area. And so I do believe it's driven by commercial interests and the UB students and not the residents.
Katie, K-A-T-Y, Duganhaas, D-U-G-G-A-N-H-A-A-S.
Katie, do you live on Niagara Falls Boulevard? Also?
I do not. I live further east in Amherst, so I'm still walking distance to the university station. though it's kind of a long walk. It's like a half an hour.
So what do you think about the project?
Well, I think it's really good that they're exploring this, and I think there could be some advantages to connecting the two campuses and also to provide additional opportunity for commuters, because parking downtown in Buffalo can be tricky at times, and so there could be some advantages there. I'm a little concerned about it being above ground on Niagara Falls Boulevard and also some similar impacts that the Hoppy Sphinx were mentioning. But I'm not sure that it would really provide the economic development benefits they're looking at if it's going to be above ground on Niagara Falls Boulevard, particularly in that area north of Sheridan, because there's already a lot of traffic there anyways. And if you take out one lane of traffic, I think it will make driving on that section that much harder, and that's where people go to shop for stuff, and they don't want to have to buy stuff and then lug it all home on a metro. They're going to want to drive there. So I don't think it would help in that regard. If the area changes to more mixed use or something, maybe that would affect it, but I think they need to look very carefully at the potential for economic impact, both positive and negative, in that area.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.